Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to hot art talk. We love our art here. We're very into it.
Do you own art?
Not really.
Actually, had the reopening here in Portland of the Portland Art Museum over the weekend. They had nice free access if you signed up for tickets. My wife and I did that. That was fun.
All right.
Yeah. Saw a lot of good vintage art. Van Gogh was there. Van Gogh...
Oh my God, how old is he?
I mean, his works. But yeah, saw some Monet, saw some Van Gogh. It was cool.
I don't think I own any real art.
I don't think I do either. I mean, we have... I don't... What's the difference between art and just something that's hanging on your wall?
Or putting a banana up on a wall?
That you bought.
Well,
you know?
I think art is the idea that it could one day be worth more than what you paid for.
My wife and I own a Degas sketch. That's probably the most, like...
What's that?
Degas is another famous painter from the late 18, early 1900s, and probably one of the more famous things we have. That's art, right? I don't know.
You tell me, man. You're the man about town going to the art museum. Well, my wife always is like, hey, you want to go to the art museum? I'm like, no. You should.
I like art. I like art galleries. I can't afford art. Like... I have photographs, and even that. Have you ever gone to like one of those, you go down to Bend or whatever, or whenever you're in Hawaii or Vegas, they have those Peter, is it Lick, galleries? You see those all the time. And I love photography, but my God, I've told the story before. I was in Hawaii once, and I was going to splurge, because I always see those Peter, I think it's Lick, L-I-K, and there's this one, it's called like Rouge, and it's white like birch trees with like red leaves. It's one of my favorite things. I've seen it 100 times and I'm like, F it, I'm going to buy it. We're in Hawaii, screw it, I'm going to splurge. This one's going to be for me. It's going to be my Christmas present. We're in there in December and my dumbass went in there thinking it was going to be like $1,500, maybe $2,000. And I was like, dude, I'm just going to do it. And I got girded myself up and I'm like, even if it's like $2,500, it's going to hurt, but I'll do it. Dude, they came back and hit me with like $18,000. Hmm. And I was like, come again? And they're like, well, but you know, we have the frame version. The frame version with shipping was like over 20. I was like, what in God's name? And then I had to pretend like I was thinking about it. I was like, oh yeah, well, let me, I gotta
yeah, consult. They're shaming you.
Yeah, and I'm like, I have to consult and blah, blah. I was like, it's a photograph. You didn't paint it. I don't get the aspen trees.
If you must know the price, you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the guy who
left in shame.
The guy who did the banana duct tape to the wall. By the way, that sold for $6.2 million.
And that guy is a jerk, and so is everybody that was at that auction. Dude, You're all jerks.
All of a sudden, my $18,000 photograph doesn't seem so bad.
His name is Maurizio Catalan.
Maurizio!
And he has released a new sculpture. Okay, Jace?
Okay.
It is a gold toilet.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. 223 pounds of gold.
So it has to be worth money. It's 223 pounds of gold.
Exactly. And that's his whole point. His whole point is it's worth an S-ton of money,
yeah,
but it's a toilet.
But you can melt it down and just have it. Oh, yeah.
No, 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 no. that's the test.
Okay. I see it here.
Do you truly love art?
It seems like something that Trump would have. The man loves gold.
If you do, you would not poop in it, and you would most certainly not melt it down and sell it. It's art.
Well,
you have to enjoy it as art.
No, I will tell you that if I had $1 billion, I'd buy a $12 million gold toilet, but I would dump in it every day. Like, you ever see that Richard Branson toilet that he has on his island?
I've seen that, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, Richard Branson has his own private island, and it's the greatest toilet of all time. He has an open-air bathroom that sits, like, on top of this mountain, and there's nothing around it. It's just a toilet. And you look out over the most beautiful thing ever, and it's just you and nature. That'd be kind of fun if that was a $12 million gold toilet. You just, like, you, like, go to the top of this, like, mountain cliff, and you take a deuce, but in a $12 million toilet.
So they're saying that they're going to open the bidding on this. It will be at an auction house, and they will open the bidding at whatever the daily rate in gold markets would be for a 101.2 kilogram chunk of gold, right?
I was going to say, what is the street value of the gold toilet?
Well, it's a daily thing, of course.
Yeah, but what about, like,
10 million-ish.
Okay.
So they're going to open it at 10 million, and what they want to see, it's a test. Like, this is his whole point.
This is his point.
His whole point is it's a test of art's appeal beyond its material worth as a precious metal.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And they say they will accept crypto for it as well. Well, it's actually already sold. Well, I think he has two of them.
What?
He made two of them.
Well, that doesn't even make sense.
I'm just saying.
How is this unique?
I'll tell you what, I'd rather have the $12 million or $10 million gold toilet than I would the $6 million banana. What the hell am I going to do with
the
banana?
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course.
The gold toilet, at least I can...
Tangible. I'm in a pinch.
That's true. I just think it'd be fun. I would offer it up to other people. I'd be like, welcome to my house. Would you like to take a dump? That has to be the most expensive toilet on the planet, right?
It doesn't say, but it says he wanted to
a platinum toilet.
He wanted to put something shiny and expensive in an overlooked spot. In the end, we are all the same, and we remember it right there in the least noble and most necessary place. He said he initially intended to create 5 matching versions of his toilet, which he titled America, as a way to question which spaces in a museum get deemed sacred versus profane.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
By the way, how much money does he have if he has the ability to spend $10 million? Like, he had to buy the gold.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I don't know.
He had to have $10 million worth of, like, gold that he could melt down.
That's... Well, he made 6.2 off a banana taped to a freaking wall.
That's a valid point.
Yeah, I love how he goes right from a banana. It's just worth nothing to gold. $10 million.
Look, I see the banana thing. That makes no sense to me. I can kind of see what he's
thinking.
Yeah,
he's thinking.
I can see that.
He's testing us.
Does this thing go? Now the question becomes: like you said, one was sold, Schnitzer Wolf. What did he sell it for?
$12.1 million.
Okay, so not that much more than what it's actually worth.
No, and this was reportedly on Tuesday. So yeah, I don't know if there were two total, but there was one that was actually sold for $12.1 million, according to Sotheby's.
So you have $10 million worth of gold. So you made $2 million. It was actually more like that wasn't that much of a profit. And there was time. I mean, he had to mold the toilet. Dare I say that may actually be somewhat of a bargain at $12 million?
Well, you know, he made one way back in 2019.
Yeah,
and it was in the Guggenheim, and it was stolen. Somebody broke in with sledgehammers and stole it.
Really?
Yeah.
Looking at this article, too, from the New York Post, it says that the value of $12.1 million matched the current pricing for precious metals. So, see, I get it. Like, I see what this guy's trying to do. But for this, more likely than not, there's no intrinsic value beyond the literal gold itself.
That's not true.
Well, it didn't sell for anymore, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
That's his test. I think his test is if nobody will pay a mint for this, everybody's just viewing it as gold.
Yeah, it's just gold.
No one's viewing it as art, and I'm sure to him that's some sort of
I bet you that
indictment on it can't be society.
So art is just a big social experiment?
Seems that
way. Well, to him it is, and that's why I think people think he's interesting. Now, I'm with you on the banana duct tape thing. I was like, what the hell? This, I get what he's doing. And it's kind of, it's kind of an interesting, juxtaposition for the old brain.
So
I don't have the money, but
I don't either. I looked him up, and the toilet is not the most expensive thing, nor the banana. He sculpted a little thing of Adolf Hitler kneeling in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sold for $17 million.
Yeah, it was made of wax resin and clothing.
Yeah,
and it was titled "Him," and it sold for $17 million.
Yeah, yikes!
Boy, that's uncomfortable. Someone took a statue of Hitler praying for $17 million.
Yes, but the question is, what does it say?
Well, they said it was ambiguous, so...
Then you're stupid for making this. This is all dumb.
Boy, that's a... Have you seen him? Yeah, it's little Hitler. actually, it's not little. It's life-size. So someone has a life-sized Adolf Hitler kneeling in prayer that they spent $17 million on?
What would you do if you walked into someone's house and that was sitting there?
God bless America.
What the hell are you doing?
And then
why?
Find out it was...
Secret Hitler?
Yeah, dude, that's a...
It's probably one of my favorite drops. God.
It's a great game, Secret Hitler.
It is a great game, clearly.
Try it.
I mean,
it's a board game.
Isn't art just mostly money laundering? Like, this is a lot of rich people just
putting
illegal funds into...
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. I don't know. This is a whole world I don't understand, dude.
I don't either.
I got nothing.
Well, you just have a lot of money.
That's right.
If you had... dead serious. Like, you have $3 billion. Like, just... You cannot spend it. You are a billionaire.
Would I be into art?
Yeah, what's the dumbest...
I don't think I would.
What's the dumbest... Because you'd buy something
but
dumb.
But I'd buy... Oh, of course, but I'd buy... I guess I just wouldn't care about the price of anything.
Yeah.
I would just buy things that I thought were cool.
Yeah, but you're telling me you couldn't find yourself getting involved in something weird where you spent, like...
Not like this.
Not like that.
Nah, it just doesn't... It doesn't
nothing
play to my sensibilities, my man.
Abstract.
I'm from effing Kansas, okay?
Yeah, you always say that.
I grew up in the middle of Kansas.
You say that until all of a sudden you got $1 billion and you can buy whatever you want, and now you have to find something that's got some weird intrinsic value to you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not going to be this.
A weird intrinsic value only because somebody at Sotheby's says it has some. I hate this all.
I'm just trying to think of the strangest thing.
I'm fine.
Because I'll admit, if I had billions of dollars, I would do some weird stuff.
Hell yeah.
Like, I would get bored. And I would do.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be this.
No, I'd be like
that.
A treasure hunter. I would be Nick Cage from freaking National Treasure. That's what I would do if I were that rich.
And you'd die in a sub going down to the bottom the bottom of the ocean.
It'd be more fun than sitting at a friggin' auction for a banana.
I'm not certain that it would be when that hole collapses on itself. Maybe you send to a lot of cocaine and whores.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the tried and true thing, you know.
How about no submarines, okay?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.